Nu har vi en gäst till med oss. Det är Ricardo som är chef för den isländska grenen av Nordiska motståndsrörelsen. Welcome here, Ricardo.
Thank you very much. Tack.
Yeah, we can begin with that. Give a short presentation of yourself for the listeners.
Yeah, my name is Ricardo, and I am the chief of the Icelandic branch. And yes, I've been in the resistance since 2016. And yes, and been helping growing the branch here. It has been growing slowly but surely. And we have good members now.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. And welcome again to the show. Yeah, as I said earlier, when we began, we are here on Iceland. And yeah, why are we here, actually? What are we doing here?
I invite the Scandinavians to come here from all Nordic countries and to join us in like a business and pleasure, so to say. So we do some activity here, and also we do some sightseeing. And what we have done now, when everybody had the ride, we did some visiting in the nature, where we went to the old parliament place, which was established in 930 in the Viking times, where all the chieftains came together. So it was the biggest parliament. So in Alþingi, its name is in Icelandic, and did that once a year to build up the laws for the nation. And it was quite interesting. It is the place is where there is the borders of the Teutonic plates, where the American and the Eurasia plate meet together. And there you can see great cliffs that forms the borders of them. And yeah, it was we had really good weather. It was sunny the whole day, nearly not a cloud to see at the sky, so blue sky. And after we were there for like, nearly 2 hours, we drove further, where we saw the Great Geysir, which Iceland is also famous for. There you see the hot water springing up the air. And after 1 hour there, we had also some lunch. We continued to see this waterfall called the golden waterfall called Gullfoss. And then we continue to have a little shopping and back to the cabin where we are staying at.
Yeah, it's really spectacular nature here in Iceland, I must say.
Yeah.
Both the place where the rift is between the tectonic plates and also the waterfall, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's like the fairy tale
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
The coming smoke from...
From the ground.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I also must add that after we returned to the cabin, we also did the nature bathing in the same day. So we drove a little bit, and then we had a like 3 kilometer walk towards in a smoky valley called Reykjadalur. It's there we could see the smokes that you were mentioning, which are just coming from the hills. Then we had this really warm stream that we could bathe in. So we jumped in for a while and then returned back to the cabin.
Yeah, it was a really nice swim. Yeah, it's really warm. Must be like 40, 50 degrees.
Or 40. Yeah, 40, yeah, around 40. Yeah, yeah. It was very nice. Yeah.
But it did smell like sulfur at some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the smell from the ground.
Yeah, especially on the walk to the bath, it smelled a lot.
Yeah,
it was like going into fog or something. The smoke just covered the whole valley.
Yeah, rotten eggs. I described.
Rotten eggs.
Some mystic to go.
Yeah. But it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Did you meet any elves or any trolls?
Orcs.
Yeah, orcs.
But we kill them all. Yeah. They have big noses too.
Trolls. Certain kind of trolls. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very long day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Very
yeah.
long.
Yeah, it was.
You have the
lecture.
Our lecture too.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lecture. We had after dinner. We had one good speech from the leader Simon Lindbergh. Really fantastic speech, I would say.
Yeah, as always. Yeah. It's as very always. Motivating and
inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring. Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Just get you fired up, so to say.
What was the speech about?
National Socialism. The core. What is national socialism? Really. So back to the basic.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about Volksgemeinschaft. So, Volksgemeinschaft.
Yeah.
And that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
What? And we have had a full day today.
Yeah, it was a lot of walking this day. We took a motorized infantry, like the World War II, you know. We gathered together in a bus, then the bus drove us to some points where we get off and distributed leaflets in houses, and some stickers were painted a lot.
Stickers everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
City is green now.
Yeah, yeah. We could see say that it's part green now. And it was and we also entered some near towns, and after that we got back to the cabin where we are staying, and we did also some kind of training where we had some exercise, running and push-ups and also with something more, and we did some fighting, which I have been training this kind of for some time. It's called with long swords, and show the members here.
Yeah, it was quite fun training. Something completely new.
It was not easy.
No, not easy. So it will take a long time, I think, to.
So, was it like kendo, or is it just like some like European like sword fighting techniques? Or
yes, it's called HEMA, Historical European Martial Arts, and the manuscripts are from Germany and Italy, even where they have some special techniques with sword fighting. So from the Middle Ages.
The manuscripts, they are from the Middle Ages too.
Yeah, yeah.
They are translated to modern language.
Yes, yes, yes. So
much sit in the foot right.
Yeah, footwork. Yeah,
footwork. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a lot of footwork when you're doing it with a double-handed weapon.
It's like a dance.
Yeah. So to say. Yeah.
Yeah,
but with swords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing with swords.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the. Good footwork is the ground for everything.
Yeah, I challenged my brother in the sword fight. And we did some swings to each other, and I felt after a couple of minutes, I get, you know, very stiff in the legs. Milk acid builds up.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in the thighs. And so it does require some training and strength from the legs, indeed, to be a good sword fight.
Also good for your shoulders. It's a good training for your shoulders.
Yeah.
But it's like in boxing. Probably they say the best dancer could be a very good fighter in boxing, isn't it? I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, but it's been in the Middle Ages doing this, and then they had this very heavy armor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's very
heavy
tough work.
Swords.
Yeah, heavy swords also.
Indeed.
So they had to be really well trained too.
And the arms, our ancestors, underarms, was so much bigger than ours.
Well, I'm not sure. The thing is, short is, it's what we were using were just training swords, but the steel is not so much heavier. You know, you cannot be exhausted during, for example, battle. You know, so you have to have, you have to also be able to move very quickly with this weapon.
Okay, so it's not so heavy.
Not
that
so
you imagine.
Heavy. No, yeah. Not that
it's
I
like
thought.
Vikings.
Well, Viking swords aren't that heavy.
Yeah.
No, it's just single-handed. But yeah.
But by the way, speaking of like medieval fighting, I know on YouTube there's like they basically practice or basically compete against each other. I think it's called the Battle of the Nations or something like that. They basically dress up in medieval gear and fight each other, like country versus country. I think it's based in Czechoslovakia or something like that.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. You should have had the Icelandic branch versus the Swedish branch, and the Norwegians versus the Swedes, etc.
Yeah.
Etc.
First, I have to train them.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Or you can just beat them up straight away, and you just claim your victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but it was quite fun. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah. And we will continue with the fight for our race tomorrow and on Friday. So, perhaps we will talk about that next week. Yeah, do you have anything more to say about these 2 days so far?
Well, I look forward for the what you're going to do next. We're going to do also more some nature dwelling. I'm not going to spoil that for the next week. So, and it has been a really good to have the comrades coming over here to Iceland, since we are a bit isolated. With around 2.5 or three days sailing straight to Iceland if you sail from Norway. And I think also it has been for the Icelandic members to actually, you know, especially the new ones that haven't even met some from Scandinavia, the veteran troops, you know, which has been really, you know, into the fight and because easier country than compared to Sweden, even, you know, we are behind with what do you call it? The replacement, the multiculturalism, this thing. So, things are happening here, and there is a need to unity. I think we really need to go back to the Nordic countries, because we have been, drifted away. Especially after we got Americanized, after the American army was here. So we were a bit, alone in the world, so to say. And thought we didn't need so much our kindred in the North countries. So, yeah, this is a good thing.
Yeah, it has been really nice to come here, I must say. It's a fantastic country and... it's really interesting to be here, and we'll see more in the future what will come.
It's not so much immigrants. It's some exotic for us. Have so much immigrants in Sweden. Yeah. So today, walking around white people, and not shooting down people on streets like my hometown every day, and no gang rapes on the streets. I think your country is 20 years back.
Yeah.
Might be 30.
Yeah.
It's like my childhood.
Yeah.
It's better, but it's coming to your country.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have, if we don't get national socialism.
Yeah.
Here.
Exactly. I believe for this worldview, opinion, like Simon mentioned, it's a worldview, it's a way of life, I would say, that going this path, national social path, is the only way, I think, which is the best way to go. Because when I was young, you know, and when I started to have the age to elect parties, to vote parties, there was nothing to offer. You know, you had the conservative, which were always trying to get as much money as they can. Then you had the leftists, which are getting worse and worse year by year. They're getting more degenerate. You know, they've drifted away from the struggle for working class. And now they are, what do you say, more like this decadent thing. Yeah, yeah. Going for more like immigrants and the homolopy thing. So, yeah, so... what's next? And after I got got information about national, finally, you know, I was always more or less alone in my class, for example, with some ideas in my head. But national socialism is just the only thing, I think, which works, you know, only thing that people should look up to.
It's good for people, it's good for nature, yeah. Good for everyone.
Everybody
should join. Resistance
movement. Yeah,
yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah.
But Ricardo, since Iceland has been somewhat immigrant-free, how did you wake up to the National Socialist like agenda or cause?
Well, a certain book which I read. And it was a time until I met somebody who was sharing my views, you know. So that's what woke me up, so to say. But the thing is, I think I've always been that way. You know, in my teenage year, I probably was doing other stuff. But I always was interested in the history in World War II, also in my ancestry in the Viking. Things like that. But after I read Mein Kampf, for example, then something happened, you know. Then I said, this is something that I like.
It just clicked for you.
Yeah, it totally clicked. But later on, I came in contact with like-minded people, and yeah, the ball started rolling, so to say, the ball.
So, speaking of Iceland, are you spread out a lot across the country, or like do you have a town or a village that has the most people gathered, or like a strong festning? I don't know how to say it in English.
Yeah, I understand. We are so to say. So we are in the capital area. Everyone. So there's some others further, but yeah.
Yeah, at least you don't have to drive as far then. That's nice.
Yeah, I like driving actually. But yes, when you're assembling and people are probably too far to get, and so it's probably harder to do anything, but it's much, much easier when you are in one area. So to say,
yeah. Well, if you like driving, you should move to Nest 6. We have to do a lot of driving.
All right. Can I bring my car with me?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we thank Ricardo for his... what's the word?
Medverkan.
Participation, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, the Swedes ask me what Helsegur, you say in Icelandic, Helsegur.
Helsegur.
Yeah, Helsegur.
Helsegur.
Yeah, how it write it, we write it H-E-I-L-L. But it's pronounced, the L, double L is pronounced like TL. So, yeah, it's a little tongue breaker.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, guys, for the interview. So, and we will enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you, guys, in Sweden.